Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The center fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Hartung. Pitching for the New York Giants, Clint Hartung. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting second. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rube Walker. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch McCall. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dutch McCall. And now, play ball. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman strikes out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Verbin. The throw from Westrum and he is safe. Verbin steals second. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is hit by the pitch. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Verbin moves to third. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Verbin scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jeffcoat. The throw from Westrum and he is out. Rigney applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with McCall covering, for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball four. Lowry moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lowry scores. Walker moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Dutch McCall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. Smalley moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Andy Hansen now pitching. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verbin hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smalley scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Cubs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball four. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta strikes out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin misplays the ball. That's an error on Verbin. Gordon scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. the Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lockman. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Dutch McCall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCall hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Westrum strikes out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Les Layton pinch hits for Andy Hansen. Les Layton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Layton hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 2 in the game. Rigney hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Pote now pitching. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pote fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jeffcoat strikes out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Cavaretta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockman strikes out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 2 in the game. Mize hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verbin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lowry takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 2 in the game. Westrum strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch McCall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verbin hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Lark pinch hits for Raypote. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 3 in the game. Rigney hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Alex Konikowski now pitching. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 3 in the game. Cavaretta bunts for an out with unknown description. Jeffcoat moves to second. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jeffcoat moves to third. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 3 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lockman moves to second. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-3 in the game. Mize hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lockman moves to third. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lockman scores. Gordon moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gordon moves to third. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Jess Dobernick now pitching. Don Mueller pinch hits for Bobby Thompson. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mueller hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Giants. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-3 in the game. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Westrum moves to third. Johnny McCarthy pinch hits for Alex Konikowski. Bob Chipman now pitching. Mickey Livingston pinch hits for Johnny McCarthy. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Westrum scores. Kerr moves to second. It's 6-4, Giants. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-4 in the game. Rigney hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-4, Giants. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Mueller now playing left field. Ken Trinkle now pitching. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Clarence Mattern pinch hits for Bob Chipman. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.